up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favourite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe. Yeah. Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. We are so happy that you have tuned in for another evening of Ash London Live. We promise you will not be disappointed. So much good stuff in tonight's show. 15 minutes, Joe Jonas calls through straight off an airplane. He could have called his girlfriend. He could have had a shower or gotten a meal or gotten a Starbucks. But he said, no, I've got to call Ash London Live. Boys.
That'll start some rumours.
Well, probably, yeah, we are dating.
Actually, speaking of rumours, last time he was here, he held my handshake for a little bit too long. And, like, really looked me in the eye. For and then when he left, gave me a hug and was like, thanks so much.
For those of you at home, every male that comes in for an interview at this studio, Draco, is not only convinced that they are gay, but convinced that they're in love with Draco.
Not all of them.
No, most.
Not the ugly ones. Only the hot ones.
Producer Luke, what are you looking forward to on tonight's show?
Veronica's After Nine.
Yeah, we did something special with them today in the sunshine.
And they're talking all about love life as well.
Love life. They're in love. Everyone's in love except me. Speaking of being, well, you know what? Speaking of not being in love, but still wanting to get a bit sexual sometimes, the track that we are kicking off the show with, not only are we fans of, but Little Mix, they're huge fans of, and they told us all about it when we chatted to them this week.
Naked Sexual.
How good is that song?
That's our favourite song.
We literally love this song. We sing it all the time. We play it 24/7.
Best song I've ever heard.
Yes.
We're
Sexual.
We're Sexual. Impressive that they got the key right. I think that's
so
great. Naked Sexual kicking off Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.
We are super stoked to have Joe Jonas of DNCE fame on the phone right now. And brother, I just watched the video for Body Moves. I should have watched it alone because that thing is sexy. What?
Well, I'm glad that you liked it.
Was the plan always to make something that sexual? I mean, I'm not complaining because it's delightful, but did you kind of go into the whole creative process going, I want to push the envelope here, I want some nudity, I want some inferred sexual references, and the director just went, yep.
You know, I think this song kind of spoke for itself. We wrote the song and, you know, it's a sexy tune, and the idea was to kind of find the right director who could really capture that vibe of the music, and I think we really were able to find the right person who nailed it.
What did you have all over your body? Because I want to say it was like a coconut butter, but then it was a bit grimy as well. What's the secret to getting that kind of texture on that washboard abdominal area?
It was just hairy meat pie sauce, actually. That's all it was.
That is disgusting and wonderful. I like the song. I like how it starts. I mean, the lyrics that kick it off. It talks about that incredible time when you've kind of met someone and you're a bit buzzed and you're doing that fun walk home thing and you don't know whether you're going to hook up or not. Was that kind of that the inspirational moment?
Totally. Yeah, the vibe of the song is exactly what you said. I mean, it's just about kind of that dangerous feeling of getting to know somebody, you're not really sure where it's going to go, and kind of let the night take you and just kind of go with the punches and see what happens.
Isn't it amazing in those moments, like when you've never had physical contact with someone, even when your pinkies touch for the first time, it's like electric, and then like, who knows, an hour later you could be naked, but for that like initial moment, such a tiny bit of contact is so exciting. Isn't that fun?
Oh, it's definitely. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, having fun with letting loose and finding the right person that you can do that with.
All right, Joe, well, we're talking about the track. I think we've got to get it on the air for the people of Australia. Here it is now, DNCE with Body Moves on Ash London Live.
Side by side.
Ash London Live, baby.
We were at the EMAs together, actually, recently. We loved seeing your incredible performance. You were pulling a bit of Yeezy on a floating stage. Logistically, were you like harnessed onto that thing, or would one trip have ended in tragedy?
You know, it was actually the smallest little harness you've ever seen. And I don't really know if... I'm not really sure it was that safe after I, like, had the night to think about it. But we were also kind of a little bit daring, and we were trying to lean over the side and risking it a little bit. So I don't know if that was the safest idea.
Well, I don't know if I need to take your gentleman cards off you, but you missed a very important opportunity. When you guys were getting off the stage, there was only a ladder, and Ginger was getting down in her dress, and I was like, who's going to help her? Who's going to help her? And Cole pushed to the front in his chivalrous way and was the one to help her off the stage. I mean, what a missed opportunity.
I mean, she's like our sister, so it's kind of like, you know, we love on her, and then we also, you know, she also beats us up every once in a while, so... Yeah. We help just enough.
The new album is coming out in a week. Where are your anxiety levels at? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you just ready to get the bloody thing out there into the world?
You know, I think that's the last one you just said. I mean, I'm just ready to get it out there in the world. It's been a long time coming. We've had this album done, and we've been working on it for a year, and it just feels like it's long overdue. We just can't wait to share it with everyone.
Joe, hang around, because we need your help coming up in our Ash London Live 5. But in the meantime, here's Clean Bandit, Rockabye, and Ash London Live.
London Live.
Oh, I love a good gin and tonic. So if it's remotely appropriate to have one at any point in my life, you better believe I'm going to do that.
Do you remember when we were going to Europe and the first thing you did on the plane was, excuse me, miss, can I get 3 gin and tonics?
And she brought them to
and
me.
She was French and she was like, okay.
She knew. She was like, the best thing I can do right now is to not fight with this girl. So earlier today, it was a sunny day. We had this beautiful rooftop above us. So I thought, hey, the Veronicas are coming in. Last time I saw them, unsurprisingly, yeah, we had gin. Let's recreate it.
I'm sitting here with two of my favourite little ladies, but we're not in the studio.
I know.
Jess and Lisa, where are we?
We are lounging on a rooftop with gin in front of us. And
what
cucumber?
What we want? Well, the last time I saw you was a random evening in a gin bar in Notting Hill.
Yes.
And I think we were paying about £15 per cocktail.
That's right.
But today we can do it for free. So I bought outside options. Oh, you don't have to have gin. There's no peer pressure.
Oh, you know
here.
I'm having gin.
Do you want gin and tonics all around?
Babe. Yes, please.
Oh, okay. This is just
you
wonderful.
Woman. So what do we call this cocktail? What's this one called?
Well, it's just a straight G&T, but you know what? We can make it whatever we can.
Let's
name
call it
something.
Let's call it an A&V.
An A&V.
It sounds Ash and Veronica.
Because it sounds like a let's be honest.
Most,
a really weird sex move.
Words for those initials.
You know what?
A and B. I like it.
Why not?
With the pink straw.
It's good. Sexy with it.
Yeah.
I loved your X Factor performance. My favourite thing about it, I'm doing doubles.
Yeah, free
My favourite thing about it was
Get
the
it,
fact
girl.
That you were wearing granny undies.
Yes, babe. I'm glad you realised because, look, my
personal branded on your side, granny undies.
It was.
Should make that merch.
Look, the best bit was my outfit was sort of slightly sheer. Jessie's was full on see-through. So I was like, you look like you're just standing next to me in your underwear.
Yeah, Lisa's looks like it's quite this elegant thing and I look like I'm there, it's just the underwear.
It was classy though, but still very clearly.
And you know what? Comfort is number one. When you get 30 like us, you go, I can be sexy while being comfy. And even if I'm not sexy, I'm taking comfy over sexy every day of the week.
You are so right.
Like,
that is it.
Who can be bothered?
It's true. You know what? X Factor, who cares? We are going to wear the granny undies on X Factor.
Yeah, and you've had two number one singles in a row. So you bloody well wear whatever the hell you want
to
wear. And I'd say cheers to two number ones.
Cheers to the A&B.
The A&B. Oh, delightful. So you've had two number one singles. Not a bad effort. Now you've got a third out. Do you feel like maybe there's a jinx though now that you're like, I mean, not that you care about you, I don't have to get number ones, but 3 in a row would be pretty sweet.
It would be
incredible.
Cool. You know, for us, it's like good things come in threes.
Yep.
I mean, there's only two of us would have liked a triplet, but
good things come
maybe
in threes.
Maybe you could be the triplet.
I have, my hair's too big. I'm short though.
You're short.
I'm
like
little.
Yeah.
Maybe I could be like
perfect.
The cousin.
Mm. Yeah.
Like the weird cousin that no one likes to invite over.
We're all in our docks. Yeah. That's quite impressive. I really do think that I'm onto something here.
Oh, Jess and Lisa. Hey, stick around because Jess are next. Talks about dropping the L word for the first time with one Ruby Rose.
Ooh.
So romantic. But in the meantime, Let's get their single on. Will it be their third number one? That is up to you guys. Go buy it if you like it. The Veronicas on your side.
London Live.
Sorry, I wish I had a more attractive laugh, but I really don't. We're going to go back to our chat with the Veronicas, which took place earlier today in the sunshine on the roof with a gin and tonic. And of course, when three girls get together, yes, we'll talk about music, but eventually we're going to talk about our love lives.
What's the coolest thing that has happened to you this year and all the craziness?
Oh.
It doesn't necessarily have to be music related. It could be your chicken legs.
My chicken legs have laid eggs. That is a very cool moment for me. I'm trying to think of what other great moments we've had.
I fell in love this year with an incredible woman.
Tell me everything.
I mean, don't talk about me like I'm not here. That's embarrassing. I told you. Stop calling me.
Well, look, we did have our incredible time in London and I will cherish it forever.
Yes.
I really will. Too.
But no, the L word's big, man. That's huge to say the L word.
I know.
It's real.
I know. It is real. It is real. It's been 8 years I've been trying to convince this woman to love me. No, actually.
So there's still hope for, like, me and Martin and Ryan Gosling and all the people that I've been trying to convince me.
Yeah, look, I always thought that once you've moved on from a relationship that maybe there's... You can't revisit it, but that's been proven wrong. So that's nice, isn't it? That love doesn't necessarily die.
Was there a moment that, I don't know, like for me in the past, I think it's been a moment thing. Like it's literally from one moment in time and universe to the next second, you just go, oh. Sometimes it's an actual like
timing
shift.
Yeah.
Did you feel absolutely. Like that's how it was?
Yes, yes. Absolutely, that's exactly what it was, and I was not expecting it at all. It took me completely by surprise, but it was undeniable and so magical, special.
So how do you make it? You're both everywhere. How do you make time to make a relationship work when it's?
You have to be really great communicators. But we've always had long distance relationships.
Yeah.
When we moved to America when we were 19, and so long distance relationships has just been the blueprint to relationships. And I think it's been the same for Ruby. But she's an excellent communicator, and that's so incredibly important. And it's just
sharing
about
schedules.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's see schedules.
We both have each other's iCals linked up. Now we're like, all right, where's the next date we can see each other? So, it's just like that. And
it makes
really
it
nice.
Special. Like, thank you for coming in. You know I love you. It's always a pleasure. Cheers to you guys.
Cheers, my love.
That's actually exactly what I felt like today.
Yeah, this is perfect. Refreshing.
Are refreshing. Much love to Jess and Lisa. It's always such a pleasure having them. Head to our Twitter page now to see the photos of us having some gin.
Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with JK Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.